We are entering the other moose season. Calves are being born, and they should be left alone. Mother's Day. It's not just for humans. Moose cows are giving birth around this time. And experts say we should watch out. Carl Koch is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and he warns that the animals can be particularly touchy when they have newly born calves.
When they first give birth, the calf has to build muscles until it can grow strong enough to run away from danger. Their most common thing they'll do is bed down, you know, when they're in trouble. Mom knows they can't run away, and so she'll get very defensive.
Koch says the cow's most common defense is to stomp over whatever is threatening their calf. A moose can kick in any direction with its front hooves. Koch says that cows frequently leave their calves alone for a day, knowing they will not be able to go far. Sometimes people will find a calf in this situation and assume it is orphaned.
Interfering in that can just, you know, make matters worse.
Koch remembers one occasion a few years ago in Haines when people crowded around a calf. He says this probably prevented the mother from reuniting with her newborn.
They may just abandon the calf. They often have twins, and so they might just cut their losses if one is in a spot where they're having trouble getting back to it because people aren't leaving it alone. When folks call and say there's a calf in the backyard and they're worried about it, I say leave it alone. And if they have pets, I say please keep the dogs out of the backyard. Some folks want to keep going and checking on it every hour, but we prefer they just really just leave them alone.
He says almost every time, within a day and a half, they will have moved on. Koch says of all the moose charges he hears about, around half occur at this time of year. He got a report of one person with a loose dog being charged by a cow this Tuesday in Gustavus. Cows will generally give birth to their first calf 2 or 3 years after their own birth. They will get pregnant in September during the breeding and hunting season and give birth mid-May. That makes their pregnancy about the same length as a human's, but they do it almost every year. In an area with plentiful food like the Chilkat Valley, Koch estimates that up to 90% of females of breeding age will give birth in any 1 year. With the valley's moose population around 350 individuals, Koch guesses about 100 calves could be born this spring. The calves will weigh the same as a mid-sized dog. They will get milk from their mother, but can also eat leafy plants, like willow and dogwood, just after birth. As they age, they progressively shift to an all-plant diet. Koch says around 1 in 3 calves will survive the summer. Adult females can reach over 1,000 pounds and live up to 17 years in the wild. For anyone running into one of the irritable new mothers, Koch has one piece of advice.
If a moose is charging you, do the opposite of what you do with a bear. Run and get behind something big.
Koch likes to keep tabs on those encounters. He says every year in Alaska, some people are injured by moose. He asks that any dangerous interaction with a moose be reported to the state's Department of Fish and Game or the Alaska Wildlife Trooper. Koch wants to remind the public to leave all wild animals alone. For KHNS in Haines, I'm Alan DePremunil.